Hi, this is Sheila Young, and I'm one of the co-hosts on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I want to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and safe New Year.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407. 888-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
This is Miss Shaw, and I would like to wish you and your family a prosperous holiday season.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Brother Chris Shaw, and I just want to wish you and your family, from our family to yours, a blessed holiday season right here from the Shaw family.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show Christmas Eve party. Welcome. We have a bunch.
Mike, did you mute yourself again?
No.
I'm on.
We're on.
Not coming through?
Yeah, you said, and we are, and just went out.
Hello.
Hello. It's on you now. Hold on. Everybody else, I need everyone else to just wait a moment. Don't say anything. I might go ahead and start over again. We are. Hi, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I think Mike don't know. But it's so good to have each and every last one of you here. It's the Christmas Eve celebration.
Can't hear me now?
There you go. You coming back.
I haven't done anything. I haven't changed my mind. I haven't changed my teeth. I haven't changed my what?
It must be your end.
It must be your end.
Yep.
What I started to say to everybody, in case you missed out, I said, welcome, this is your host, Michael, and this is going to be a fun Christmas Eve party.
thank you for having us come into your homes tonight. It's going to be a fun Christmas time. We've got some great things happening. Different show. Oh, by the way, if I didn't tell you, this is Michael. Listen, folks, the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do tonight, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is going to be a fun show. We're going to be playing a lot of Christmas songs. Great trivia. Let me introduce you to players before we go further, okay? First, my co-host, Lynn Golder, the one, the only, the hot sauce. What? I can't say that either?
Is this our first show ever, or this is what it seems like? What? Doesn't seem like it's our 400 and something show. Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us on Christmas Eve. We're so happy you're with us tonight, and we'll keep you company.
And all the way from his home in New Jersey, our co-host, his name is Tall Paul. That's right. I call him Tall Paul. You there, Paul? He's not there. Great.
No.
You lost him.
Chris, can you hear us?
I hear you. I think Paul just muted right now. It's showing me that he's on mute.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll catch up with him after.
Why is he on mute?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't answer that one, Mike.
Well, let's talk to who is unmuted. Okay. So how about when Debbie and Grant to introduce themselves?
Well, okay. Also there, not just a guest, not a host, a guest. Nigel? Nigel, you there?
Good evening to one and all. And I'm honored to be a participant in this Christmas party. You know, honestly, Mr. Golder, I was thinking that this was going to become a Verizon commercial, you know, with your saying, can you hear me now? But I'm so glad it isn't. I'm so glad that we're here to celebrate and that you come into my home.
Can you hear me now?
Paul, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, now we hear you.
Okay, thank you. With you.
That's our co-host for tonight, guest host, Paul. Tall Paul from New Jersey. Paul Wrestler, yes, from New Jersey. And then we have Debbie and Grant.
Downey.
Debbie and Grant, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Ready to go.
Good evening, everybody. Merry Christmas, and thanks for inviting us, Michael and Lynn.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for the privilege of being here.
Oh, you're quite well. Listen, folks, for the first five people to call in and say Merry Christmas, you're going to get a gift card. How's that grab you? First five. Okay?
Mike,
so what?
Let's say hi to, I see Nakia's on.
Oh, Nakia's there?
Yeah.
Oh, let's say hello to Chris Shaw's wife and kids.
Chris, a Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Who is it?
I hear Giggles.
Miss Giggles? What's your name, Miss Giggles?
Zamaria.
Zamaria.
Hello.
Yes.
How old are you, Miss Giggles?
Six. Six and a half.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't forget the half.
Six and a half? Okay.
And where's your big sister?
Where's your big sister?
Right here.
I'm Malaya.
And how old are you? How old are you?
1,000.
1,000. You're Miss Giggles' sister.
Exactly.
Hi, Nikia. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing. We're trying.
It's a little bit quirky tonight.
Yeah, little problems with technical issues.
Yeah. No worries.
Let's go to some shout-outs first. We got some shout-outs.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to our best friend, Nancy Joe from Kokomo. Nancy Joe, if you're listening, call in too if you want to. Nancy. And our dear friend, Mary Lynn from Florida.
And we'd like to give a shout out to Charlotte, if you're listening, and And our friend Debbie, we're not on the air. We're not on the air. Oh my goodness.
Yes, you are. I hear you coming. You coming in.
Oh, well, we're getting told we're not. Oh, well, that's the internet. That's the internet's not working, Chris.
Okay. Y'all go ahead and talk. Let me.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay.
Bye.
This is a live show, folks. What a way to end the year.
He said Alexa's not coming through.
Yeah. Well, that's on their end. Yeah.
That's streaming.
I don't know if Nikki.
Wait a minute. I wonder if WFTL, I wonder if the other stations can pick us up.
I don't know. I don't know. That's not, you know who, Lady A. That's something else. I don't know.
What? I started say a Mary Lynn, a friend, yeah, Mary Lynn, listening.
And I said,
if she's there listening, she might be.
And you said Nancy.
Nancy, yep.
And I said Debbie up in Ringwood, New Jersey, and Charlotte, who's cooking Christmas dinner. So if you guys have shout outs.
Oh, Paul? You got any shout outs, Paul?
Debbie and Grant.
Yes, I have a shout out. Oh, can you hear me right?
I can hear you, Paul.
Okay, good. Yes, I have a shout out to a Hope, a new listener who I introduced to the program. His name is Robert, and he actually lives down there somewhere in Florida. So I'm hoping he's listening. And let's see. My dog Savoy, shout out to her, my beautiful little baby, and my son Todd.
All righty.
Okay. Nigel, you got any shout outs, Nigel?
I do, actually. I'd like to give a special shout out to a hopefully new listener, Elba Hernandez in Allenville, New York. Like Paul, I introduced her to the show tonight, and great. She said that she would try to listen in. I'd also like to shout out to Mickey, that's Kimberly's sister, Grote, and also Molly, who is visiting us from Ocala.
All righty. Thank you, Nigel. How about you, Debbie and Grant?
Any shout outs, Debbie and Grant?
I'd like to give a shout out to Jim Orman. He's the president of the Pinellas chapter of the ACV.
And I have shout outs for Jim and of course Eugene and Janice and Barry and Louise up in New Rochelle, New York. So hopefully they're listening.
Okay.
Okay. Before we go to break, I want to play one Christmas song before we go to break. Chris, let's hear for Paul's Christmas song. That's a good one. It's a funny one. Different one.
Okay.
Paul, Christmas song. It's an unusual one.
Which one? Run, Run, Rudolph?
No.
Cadillacs?
Cadillac.
Okay, that's Run, Run, Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
Chris, you there?
I thought that was Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph.
Oh, he did that too. This is a different version.
Got you. Obviously one I haven't heard yet.
Yeah. Chris, you there?
Is he there? We lost Chris.
All right, so I got the phone lines loaded up. I got a lot of callers on the line.
Well, I have to wait now because first Christmas song from Paul.
Oh,
Paul Christmas song.
That's where we at. Got it. Okay, hold on. I got it.
And then we're gonna go to break, and then we'll hear some new listeners.
All right, so we're going to wrong one. We're going to Paul.
Yeah, it's the Cadillacs.
Got it. I thought that's it. That's it. Here we go in 3, 2, and got it.
While walking down the road Christmas morning, I saw a reindeer with his nose all red.
Rudolph!
Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
from the garments lit.
Alrighty.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, how you go down in history.
The garments lit.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him. I asked, shouted out with glee. I Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Are you go down in history? Are you go down in history? Are you go down in history?
Well, Paul, I don't think that's the one you had in mind quite, but I guess it'll do.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It didn't sound too great. Didn't sound too good.
Blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrandt with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Wishing you the very best of the holiday season from our family to yours. Can't wait to see you next year for more fun and prizes. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
SAVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SAVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SAVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SAVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. We hope we're back. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and I hope we're on the air. Are we on the air?
Yes, sir. We are loud and clear.
I got a question for you, young man. Did you get the hot, fatty corned beef sandwich?
You know I did.
You know I did. Okay, because I have to tell you, those people who are listening for the first time, a corned beef sandwich at some restaurants, you have to ask for a fatty corned beef. Because if you don't ask for fatty corned beef, you're going to get no fat on the corned beef, so it's going to be like almost like shoe leather. If you want a real good corned beef sandwich, I always ask for a hot, fatty corned beef sandwich. That gives me some fat on the corned beef, because a lot of places trim the corned beef, the fat off the corned beef, which leaves no taste.
Okay, Mike, that's enough, because my wife on the line and she done already told. Right, you're going to get me in trouble, Mike. I'm trying to go home.
That's funny.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
Wrestler, you there?
That's me. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
What?
Chris, did the girls have a Christmas song that they wanted to play while they're on?
No. You know what? I didn't even ask. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
I was just curious. Okay.
So let's listen to those four people that are on the hotline. Want to call in, then we're going to go to Paul for his trivia.
Okay, Chris. Young Kyrie here.
Who's first?
All right.
Who called in?
All right. I got a young Kyrie. A young Kyrie on
the Kyrie?
Phone. Yeah, Kyrie.
Where's he calling from?
Kyrie is calling from Florida. He told me he's calling from Florida. Right. Hey, Kyrie, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Kyrie, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Kyrie, how old are you?
7.
Yep, I told you I got a young Kyrie 7. On the phone. Yeah, he's 7 years old. Kyrie, is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes.
Oh, this is first time listening to the show.
We have a young, really young audience.
Well, so you know what? You're going to get yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's Subway. It's free.
Ooh.
$10 gift card's coming your way.
So make sure you give Chris your name.
Okay.
Right. Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Who is second?
Hey, Kyrie, hold on. Don't hang up, all right? Put mom on the phone so I can get some information from her, all right?
Okay.
All right.
That's adorable.
That's young Kyrie. Let's go up to Clint, Indiana, and talk to our good friend John in Indiana. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. Merry Christmas to all of you people down there. Michael, Lynn, all your guest hosts tonight, health, wealth, and happiness for the coming year of 2024. Merry Christmas.
I got a question for you. How are you listening right now, John? How are you listening to the show?
I'm listening to it over Google or Alexa.
Oh, so Alexa's working with you.
Yep, it's working
somebody called in and said it wasn't working on Alexa.
When you guys first came on, it was kind of spotty. But then it cleared up, and I heard Paul and all the rest of them introduce themselves, and everything's fine. I mean, it's coming in loud and clear, tree top tall, as they say.
Okay, I want to wish you a healthy, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, John.
Merry to you and Linda.
To you and your wife, Linda.
Yep, and I did get the certificate or the Visa card.
Wonderful.
And I hope I get this $10 gift card now for Subway, because I just used my last one this morning.
Yeah, the $10 gift card coming to you right now from Subway.
All right.
That's funny.
We'll talk at you later on next year sometime, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Holidays to all of you.
Same to you. Merry Christmas, John. Happy New Year. Absolutely. Who else on the line?
All right, that's our good friend, the one and only John out of Clint, Indiana. Let's take a trip over to, I want to say, Pinellas County and talk to our good friend Jim. Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Jim.
Can you hear me?
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Hey, Merry Christmas. I just want to say to you and Lynn, you guys got a quite a team coming up there. The Voices of Radio, if you got Debbie and Grant on there, you got the best. I'm telling you, their voices, Michael, is fantastic.
That's right. That's why
they
we have
really
them.
Are. I can't
hey,
wait.
Hey,
I'm going to hang
thanks
on so I can hear them, too. Hey, listen, Merry Christmas to everyone, and thanks for having Debbie and Grant on there.
Of course, and you just got yourself a $10 gift card from Subway coming your way. $10 gift card coming your way from
Subway.
All right,
okay, Michael. All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening, Jim.
Take care.
Right.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
All right,
thank you, Grant.
Hold on one moment, all right, Jim?
Oh, hold on, yeah.
One more.
All right, this is the one and only all the way from Wildwood, Florida, our good friend Chris out of Wildwood. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good. Happy Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Merry
as well.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Great Happy job, New Year. You just got yourself a $10 gift card from Subway coming your way. $10 gift card. Subway coming your way.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy.
Merry
Christmas
to you. Happy New Year. Be blessed.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, now we're going to go to Paul's Trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. It's Paul's Trivia time. Paul, you're up with your trivia, Paul.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Chris has to play it.
I know, but you should say it.
Say what? The name of it?
What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm looking for the name of the artist and the song.
What's your name? I have seen you before.
Call in is 407-894-1680. To Paul's Trivia, 407-894-1680.
That's the wrong song.
Yeah, that's the wrong song. That's not a Christmas song.
Oh, maybe I pulled up the wrong one.
What's your name?
Okay.
Hope you still know this. My Moses.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry. Did you say that?
I don't know where that song came from. That's not a Christmas song.
Did I send you that one, Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, then I screwed up.
You screwed up. Oh, Lynn screwed up. Oh.
No, Cadillacs. That was my request from a previous show.
Oh, I don't know.
What's
your
name?
Yeah. Who knows what this artist is?
Well, that was in my text, so I don't know.
Got
I must
it.
Have looked at the wrong text.
Somebody
I can't
got
win,
it.
No. Don and Juan.
Right. Very good. See?
Yeah.
That's a trivia question. Not supposed to answer it. Okay. So what happened to his trivia? He screwed up?
Well, somebody's going to probably answer it.
They just said it.
That was me because he said somebody.
You weren't supposed
knows.
To say it. You weren't supposed to say
well,
it.
Well, I figured we were going to let it go because it wasn't a Christmas song. So I don't know. Oh, well. What? Pick another one, Paul.
Can't do it.
I'm sorry.
Well, I sent another Christmas song. Let's just play that and let that be the trivia.
Oh, okay. Is Chrissy saying play his Christmas song choice and let that be the trivia?
You can kick me off the air now. I screwed up too.
We both did. We both did that, Debbie. Okay. I don't know if Chris is. He's busy taking down addresses.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's a good idea. Let Chris. Let Paul's Merry Christmas song be the trivia. If Chris
what a show, I'll tell you. What a show.
Ooh.
When they say live, this is definitely a live show. Definitely screw-ups.
Why don't What are we doing? Waiting for Chris to stop taking addresses? Are we going to do another song?
Yeah, we're waiting for him to do a song. It's trivia. Okay. He's going to do another trivia.
What do you think, Nigel?
I agree that this is it's fun.
What a show.
We're having fun. I mean, this is how we have fun. It's kind of a different kind of fun, but it's fun. And it's fun in the, how shall we say?
We're laughing at ourselves fun.
Yeah, well, sort of. It's fun in a funny kind of way.
Yeah.
Well, okay. There we go. Hey, this is Christmas Eve. Let's enjoy it. Let's live it up and
let's
enjoy.
Just all take a deep breath and relax.
I have a question for Deb and
okay, good.
I have a question for them. Right. How much do you pay Jim to make that comment about your great voices?
I don't know, but he's the president of our chapter, so I think he's trying to butter us up so that he's gonna have something for us to do. No, he's a great guy.
He really
wonderful
is.
President. Yep.
He's doing a great job.
And I totally agree with what Jim said. I'm so happy that, I'm so happy that we're not dealing here with Grant and Debbie Downer, but we are dealing with Grant and Debbie Downey. That's great. That's great.
Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah.
Chris.
We only needed the one address, Chris.
Chris. Shaw, you there?
Oh, my goodness.
Is this television or is this radio?
Is this live or is it Memorex?
I said video killed the radio star. You know?
The tape
Chris Shaw.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that about tape? Oh, never mind.
The tape broke.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike, I hear you calling me.
Okay, Chris,
I hear you calling me. I'm dealing with the phone and trying to hear you guys out at the same time.
We're going to play Paul's song that he had for his Christmas song. That's going to be trivia, so play that now. Please.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, AJ from WFTL said you guys are coming in loud and clear, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, good. We were worried. Okay.
All right. So do this one instead, what we did earlier.
Correct.
Right.
While walking down the
Make
road,
the engineer of that station happy.
I saw a reindeer.
No,
not this one.
Did that one already?
Okay. Come talk to me because I got five things going on. So
I can't help you.
Okay.
He had another Christmas song as a backup.
Gotcha.
It was one of the last emails with Michael's. Probably.
Hold on, let me go through it. Cause I know I got it. I saw everything and I had everything ready to go. All right. Here we go. Blah blah blah.
If you can't find it, we're gonna
let him look.
Okay, I got that one. I got Mike's. I got two from Mike. And the second one that came in from Mike is the last one.
No.
One is trivia and one is this.
All right, let's go to Nigel's regular Christmas song. We'll come back to Paul's trivia question.
I have is actually a Christmas Eve song, and so I thought it was very appropriate for tonight.
Let's play Nigel's song right now, since we're screwing up anyway, so let's screw it all the way. Nigel, his song. Nigel, Christmas Eve. It's not trivia. We'll come back to Paul's trivia.
I think everyone knows it, though.
What a screw up.
All right, let me get my bearings back together because everything just got discombobulated.
Uh-oh.
All righty. That's
not going to be the best of. It might be the worst of. It might be the worst of. Worst of.
FTL, if you're listening, don't worry. We won't say this.
All right, I got it. Here we go. Here we go.
Right.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Christmas, darling, we're apart, that's true, but I there's always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day.
Thank you so much.
Hope that's the version that you
wanted. Hope that was right. Was that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
you know,
good. We did something right.
My only regret, and it's not your fault, my only regret is I could not hear it in full bloom stereo, even with these headphones on because of its Zoom, but that's okay. You know, I'm so appreciative of Chris and or whoever found the original version. That I love. That is the one I love. Thank you so very much.
Okay, now let's go to Debbie.
Wait, hold on. What? All right, so I have two callers on the phone line. one is a first-time caller, Mike, calling in from Lachahatchee, Florida. I think I said it right. And then I have our friend Shirley, who's calling in to say hi as well. Mike was calling in because he's listening via shortwave radio. So let me let you talk to Mike real quick. First time caller, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Oh, Michael. How are you doing?
All right, Mike. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lachahatchee, Florida.
Oh, Florida. And,
Yeah. I was messing around with my shortwave radio, floor model Zenith, and couldn't find anything on shortwave, so I bumped her up to the AM dial. And run across you. The coordinates I got was 8:50 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. And anyway, you know, I noticed that you're an old-time radio show with call-in, you know, people.
Oh, absolutely. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card for calling in from Subway. You'll get a free $10 gift card for calling in tonight.
And we hope you listen.
Subway, listen all the time.
Tune in every week on AM radio then, Mike.
Okay, well, I'll have to write this down. But, okay,
all
very
right.
Good.
Are you visually impaired?
Pardon me?
Do you have sight or are you visually impaired?
Yes,
good.
I have
well,
sight.
That's fine.
That's good. We love listeners that are sighted as well as the visually impaired.
He needs to give Chris his address.
So give Chris your address off the air so we can send you a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, Mike, hold on one moment. All right, Mike?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Thank
okay,
you,
so
Mike.
So that was the five people that called in.
Okay, we have somebody who wants to say hello.
Okay, who wants to say hello?
Our good friend, Shirley. Shirley, how you doing?
Okay, how about you, Chris?
Wonderful, doing wonderful. I'm sweating over here, bullets.
Merry Christmas, Shirley.
Well, thank you. Same to you, Michael. Belated Happy Hanukkah.
Same to you.
I just wanted to say hi. I was wishing that last song was a trivia song because I could have told you who it was and what the song was. But anyway.
We'll have more trivia.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday season, and it's good to hear Debbie and Grant.
Debbie, Shirley,
and I emailed a few days ago. So, you know, it's always good to hear you guys on, too. So, well, thank you so much, and I hope all of you have a happy new year and many good days to come. So, thank you.
You too, Shirley. Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.
Take care.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's play the Christmas song that chosen by Debbie and Grant.
This is one of my favorites from 1964, I believe, sung by one of my favorite groups. I think I saw them 3 or 4 times in concert. And you want me to say what it is, Michael? It's not a tribute.
Ooh, Merry Christmas,
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about that you've all been told, and a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint
Nick.
Just the little bobsled we call little Saint Nick, but she'll walk a toboggan with a 4-speed stick. She's candy apple red with a ski for a wheel, and with Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her feel. It's the little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick.
Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer.
No one.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
I guess that's it.
Great song from the Beach Boys.
Absolutely. Okay, so that was a Christmas song from Debbie and Grant. Okay, now we're going to play a Christmas song.
Sheila?
I was going to do mine.
Oh, yours? Oh, okay, because we still have a whole lot.
Do Michael's. That's me. Michael's Christmas song.
That's you?
That's me. That's moi. Okay, well, let's make it easier. Whichever one you pick up next, if it's you can't find mine right now, pick up Sheila's.
As in Sheila Young?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So surprise you. Whose song are you going to play? Christmas
that
song.
Tune.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. I missed you. What did you say?
Okay, so whose can you pick up now?
Yours,
can you pick mine if you can find my Christmas song? Not trivia, my song.
Your Christmas song.
My Christmas song.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I and that song that just played wasn't trivia, right?
No, it was no trivia.
Okay, got it. All right. Here we go. Your song for that's non-trivia.
Non-trivia.
All right, here we go. Let me pull it over this way.
Silent night.
holy night. All is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, by birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
And that was, for those who don't know, that was the great, and I mean great, Nat King Cole.
Hey, Michael. I know I'm a day late and a dollar short on this one, but there is a way we could turn this into a trivia if you wanted to.
What'd you say? That wasn't trivia.
I know, but there's a way we could turn it into one. I'm just saying.
We can do the whole show tonight?
No. This song, that song that we just played. There is a trivial aspect to it, which we could turn it into a trivia question if you wanted to. That's up to you, though. I can tell you what the trivial question is, what the trivia question is. It would be, we all know who sang that song, but who sang that song? Who sang the lead
section? Was Nat King Cole. What are you talking about?
Yes,
we just said
of course. But does anybody know who backed him up on that song? Which group was singing with him on that song?
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Nope. Close, but no cigar. I know you don't smoke either, so don't worry about it.
I'll put out for trivia, and if anybody knows it, it's now his trivia, Nigel's trivia.
Yeah, there you go. Anybody can call in. What's that number? 407-894-1680 with the answer to that question. Who was backing up? What group was backing up Nat King Cole, the famous, the great Nat King Cole, on that song we just heard?
Now, weren't they backing up a lot of his songs?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they were.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Nat King Cole used the same group many, many songs.
Yep.
Great songs.
we've got a man who knows the answer already. And that's you. That's great. That's a good start. Love it. Anybody else?
So who's the name of the group that backed them up?
Well, I know the name of the group. You know, I was around back in the day, so that's why I know the name of the group. I was part of the crew singing.
Oh, okay.
I sung so low you couldn't hear me.
Oh, you sang solo, huh?
Right.
Okay. All right. I love it. Hey, it's Christmas Eve, everybody. Let's call in for the answer to that question. Who backed Nat King Cole on that line? Okay, that is one of his few. There are a few a cappella songs.
407-894-1680. While waiting for that song, can you pick up Sheila's Christmas song?
Roger that.
This is Sheila Young's Christmas song.
All right.
Co-host Sheila Young's Christmas song.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's not trivia.
I pity she couldn't join us tonight in person. I know we hear her on the commercials with the voiceovers, but it's a pity she couldn't be with us tonight. Oh, well. She must be out celebrating somewhere.
We come back the second hour. Paul's going to tell his great story when he was a kid.
All right. Oh, Paul the wrestler, huh?
Hey, were you a wrestler?
I tell you what, I sure don't want to be in the ring with you, Paul.
That's for sure.
All exercise you're doing, I tell you what. Sorry, what was that tough? What was that, Paul?
Oh, there's Sheila's song.
Oh, sorry.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey.
Well, thank you, Chris. Chris, can you pull up one more song, please? It will take us to the top of the hour. How about Charles? He had two songs. One was his choice, and one was... military.
Gotcha. Related. Okay, would anyone in particular?
No, whatever you, the first one is fine.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Count on me.
That was good.
That was very good.
Yeah, that was a great selection that our good friend Charles picked out. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Who was that, Chris?
Pentatonix.
So we're going to go to break, Chris?
Yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and get that last break in.
And I have to apologize because the neighborhood is now shooting off fireworks. I don't know why on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's so nice.
I don't think so.
No.
So if you hear some dogs barking, that's why.
Okay. So they going haywire over there because of all that
exactly.
Noise.
Okay. All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
All right.
No apology necessary. Lynn, we're not hearing it, so we're good.